Yeah, got a new show for y'all. But before we start the show, remember, you can always support the Hogs Twins at officialhogstwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today and hat. I'll even give you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. Yeah. Get 20% off because we're great guys and we love this country. CNN, hey. I can't believe y'all have the audacity. Y'all are so brazen to say what y'all say in this video I'm about to show y'all.
You know why, don't you? I'll tell you why. Joe Biden's your president. They just picked up some, they got the House of Representatives. They got picked up a couple more seats in the Senate.
Yeah, they got power.
When you give a liberal a little bit of power, man, you give them, man, they run with it, man.
They become radical.
Yeah, they become, and that's just by mother nature. The more power a man or woman, both liberal or conservative, has,
yeah,
you're much more likely to be corrupted.
Yeah, that's why you actually need the left and the right.
Yeah,
we need everybody. It's like checks and balances.
Yeah, we need the media. Because us being, you know, just naturally being, just being human, we all are flawed. We're not perfect. So we need everybody, left, right, the media, to keep everybody in line.
Yeah, that's the importance, though, of free speech.
Oh, man, that is so important. Free speech. When you don't have free speech, you always got the Second Amendment to ensure you got free speech.
Hey, look here.
I got something to say. Shut up.
But CNN doesn't feel that way. Check this out.
Now we're talking about domestic audience in the United States. And the challenge is going to be partially that, you know, ISIS did not have a domestic constituency in the United States Congress. But there is over half of the Republicans in Congress voted to overturn the election. And there will be a continual political pressure on the companies to not take it seriously. So I think first, you have to focus on those violent extremists, and those companies have to be brave in that way. And second, we have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers to reach these huge audiences. There are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger audience than daytime CNN, and they are extremely radical and pushing extremely radical views. And so it's up to the Facebooks and YouTubes in particular to think about whether or not they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation. And then we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. You know, that these companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such to be bringing them into tens of millions of homes. This is, you know, allowing people to seek out information if they really want to, but not pushing it into their faces, I think is where we're going to have to go here.
Man, this dude's crazy as hell.
He's radical.
Yeah, he's real radical. He just said a majority of Republicans wanted to vote to overturn the election. I mean, they didn't agree with what happened. There was a lot of abnormalities. I mean, look at what y'all did to Trump. Y'all never realized him as our president. Y'all said he colluded with Russia with no evidence, no experience. Y'all investigated the man for 2 years, and you don't call that radical?
Yeah.
You be radical if I'm a conservative, if I'm a Republican, I see the abnormalities, I look at the evidence, and I feel that we should overturn the election because I see the evidence, I see the facts. Yeah. Y'all investigated Trump for over 2 years, spent over $30 million, no evidence.
Yeah.
You didn't find out he was colluding with anybody, and y'all don't call that Russia collusion whole pretext radical leftism?
Yeah, it's disinformation. Everything that the Republicans did in Congress, it's in the Constitution. Surely you don't think that's the Constitution is radical, do you?
Yeah, those Republicans were following the Constitution.
It's in our Constitution. Our framers of the Constitution put that in there in case there's something
like this happened. Oh, that's right. You don't know the Constitution.
You know what? This guy's talking about, okay, I believe in freedom of speech. He says that, and he follows that up with, look, he's cool with speech from the left. Yeah. Y'all notice he didn't mention anything about, you know, silencing people on the left. It was all on the right.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, these networks like OAN, Newsmax, cable networks need to not have these people on because they're disinformation. And it shouldn't be easy for people to find this kind of news. But then again, where should they go? Let's say they go to YouTube like we are. Yeah. And then he brings up YouTube.
Right.
Like,
they can't go on YouTube neither. Where can the conservative voice be heard?
Yeah, if Facebook, YouTube is going to censor us, where can we go? You just took Paul away from us.
You took cable away. You're taking YouTube away. Where can the conservative voice be heard? Just on a street corner with a damn bullhorn?
Yeah, I mean, where can we go so people can find us? There's no place we can go. If you can't see us on YouTube, if you can't see us on Facebook, if we can't have a right-leaning app that's for conservatives, I mean, what can we have?
You can't have nothing. You know what that's called? That's not freedom of speech. That's fascism. That's communism. That's what they do in China. You just get news from the government, what they want you to hear.
Yeah. You guys supposed to be making sure the left and the right is doing their part to make this country great. Y'all just lean hard left. I mean, how can you say if Republicans don't agree with this election that just passed, and then you go investigate our president with a fake dossier, spend $30 million of our tax dollars to investigate a president who you said colluded with Russia with no evidence, but we on the right is radical simply for the fact that we're following the Constitution?
You know what's crazy?
He even compared us to ISIS.
I mean, those people actually kidnap people and cut their heads off.
They're terrorists. Jesus Christ, man. You look at me, you see ISIS? Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense. I mean, they talking hyperbole. Like, it worked great with the president. You called him a white supremacist. Mm. People bought it without any proof. So now you're labeling people on the right as ISIS-like without any proof?
It's just,
and everybody on there is just not in agreement. Yep, that's ISIS.
Somebody please tell Brian Seltzer to take that makeup off his face. He's got way too much blush. I even think he's got some lipstick on.
Yeah, that's what.
That's just you being a center. You just hogging the whole TV, and you got these two people. You just,
no pun intended, hogging. You know what, Brian? You should do. You should go ahead and shave your head,
grow a beard,
a nice goatee, coming in and look like
a man.
You know what he said? He said it was radical what the senators and Republicans did to overturn the election.
Yeah.
You know what was radical? Impeaching a president just because you had the votes twice.
Yeah. What did you impeach him for? What law did he break?
Yeah, he didn't break any laws.
What law did he break? He didn't break a law.
Yeah, but
y'all impeached a man over opinions.
Yeah, not over facts. Your opinion.
Not facts, opinions.
Yeah.
Two times.
Y'all use impeachment supposed to be there for a president like Nixon.
Somebody that breaks the law.
Like
that brings in an intern and gets oral sex.
I don't even agree with Clint being impeached. That was
totally abuse of power.
Yeah, he should not.
That was abuse of power. A president of the United States ain't coming here. What's your name? Monica? Oh man.
That's a pretty dress, Monica. You know what time it is, don't you?
You inside the Oval Office.
Yeah. And I'm the President of the United States. Time for you to make me happy.
Yeah, you know that impeachment of Clinton because of that?
That's why
they're doing that to Trump. And that's why going forward, politicians is going to use impeachment as a political tool against their...
Yeah, that's not what impeachment's for.
Yeah,
I would say that's radical.
Yeah, that was radical what they did to Clinton. That was between him and his wife.
But that's nothing radical. I mean, is he talking about us on YouTube as being radical? Look, we believe in the Constitution, you know, freedom of speech for both sides.
Yeah.
You know, right to bear arms, limited government. Mm-hmm. What's radical about that? You called us radical, a radical conservative. That's an oxymoron, you moron.
Yeah, those two don't even go together.
Radical conservative.
Everything that conservatism believe in, you can't have fascism. You can't have a dictator in office because the principle of conservatism is limited government, lower taxes, the government to stay out of my life, my right to bear arms. It keeps your government in check, conservatism. The only way fascism is going to come into this country is through liberalism.
Leftism, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are censoring us.
You're actually said on a major news network, on cable, that you only believe in free speech from the left.
Yeah.
That's not free speech.
It's nowhere near.
And if YouTube takes us away or limit us, Facebook, if they do away with us, okay, you already said you don't want OAN and Fox as cable networks.
Newsmax.
We developed an app. I mean, I didn't personally develop an app, but it was an app called Parler, and it was right-leaning. That app is gone.
And it was open to everybody.
It's open to everybody, just not people on the right. I mean, Parler was open for everybody. Yeah. But because somebody that has strong conservative values, y'all did away with that. Where can we go so people can hear our voices?
Yeah.
The truth be told, y'all don't want people to hear us.
Yeah.
You want everybody to agree.
Well, think he probably starts, man, look here. It's a couple of Negroes on YouTube
thanking for themselves.
Oh, we can't. Oh, hell no.
Hey, did you see them two black guys? They actually think they can think for themselves? We can't let the other black folks listen to them. They might start thinking for themselves, too.
Yeah, I guess I can see why they call us radical.
Yeah, because we actually think for ourselves.
Because when black people come to our channel and they see us talking and hear what we're saying, they be like,
why wouldn't you agree with me? Why wouldn't you want to be free to do what you want, your government out of your life, the right to bear arms, the right to do what you want so long as you're not bothering or hurting anybody?
Right to free speech.
Yeah, why do you want your government to
take care of you,
and you call yourselves kings and queens? No, you're not. You're slaves. Anything a government can give you, they can very easily take that away from you.
Yeah.
Look what they did to the Native Americans. They gave him reparations. Look how they live.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all asking for the government to make y'all whole when y'all was born in the best country in the world. Y'all was born free. There's more opportunity here in America than anywhere else. And y'all continue to call yourself slaves in this country. Why? Yeah. Because the people on the left is telling you that, because they still want you to vote for them. They don't want you to sit and think for yourself and say, damn, man, I live in the best country in the world. I can do whatever I want. No, they tell you that this country is racist.
Yeah.
So you need your government.
That's why they need to wipe out any conservative leaning voice, black or white. Yeah. That's why.
I mean, Jesus, man, just to compare us to ISIS. I mean,
that is crazy.
It's like night and day.
ISIS.
I'm Christian. Christians don't believe in chopping people's heads off. Not a true Christian. I mean, you could take an extremist from every religion, and they'll use the book of religion to
religion.
Cause harm to
That's an extremist.
No true, yeah.
That's extremist. But anyway, you know what I was thinking the other day?
What?
I like to think, you know.
Yeah, me too, man. Come with ideas. Brainstorm. How can I make my life better?
Yeah, let me tell them what I was thinking. I was thinking Biden, when he's, he wasn't really on the campaign trail. Dude never campaigned, right? This dude openly came out and said, I'm raising everybody's taxes, but I'm going to raise the richest taxes more.
Yeah.
When you look throughout history, anybody who ran for president, that's the one question they would dodge and not answer.
Right.
They wouldn't come out and say, hey, I'm raising your taxes.
Yeah.
Right? Not only did he do that, he won the election, and he got the most votes in history. And the dude never even campaigned. Got over 80 million votes.
Yeah, he kept saying that he's just going to make the rich pay their fair share in taxes. Anybody comes out willingly saying some radical or insinuation that rich people don't pay their fair share in taxes,
you crazy.
They never become president of this country. Nobody wants to pay our taxes. Just think about it, you people on the left.
Just thinking the rich don't pay their fair share of taxes, you are crazy.
They pay more taxes than anybody.
Yeah.
You think you pay a lot of taxes making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year? These people make billions. They make millions. Without them, we have nothing. You have no government. You have no tax revenue. That's where all the money comes from. Yeah. That's where all the jobs come from. And you're going to bite the hand that feeds you? Is that really going to help our economy?
Yeah, what's crazy is he's going to tax the hell out of the rich.
And then raise the minimum wage.
How much money is there to go around? You're going to tax the hell out of me. I'm taxing the hell out of you. And you're going to pay your employees double.
$15 an hour.
That's right.
How can you do that during a global pandemic? Does that make sense to you?
And win the election.
Do you think there's going to be some repercussions if they're going to start taxing the rich at a higher rate than they're normally being taxed at? And then on top of that, force them to pay their employees damn near twice as much, don't you think there's going to be some repercussions? Do you actually honestly believe that Joe Biden can do that? This is a man that's never ran his own business. He don't even know what a probably what a W-2 form is.
Hey, what's fair? When I think of the word fair, that's a subjective word. You know what's fair, in my opinion? Everybody pays the same amount of tax, whether it's 10%, 5%, 6% of your income, it goes to taxes. Whether you make $100 million or you make $5.
Yeah.
That's fair in my eyes.
Yeah.
Really.
Why would you tax somebody if they make more money? What gives the incentive to this chump change dude over here? Ain't making no money. Broke, just broke ass.
Yeah.
What gives him the incentive to make more money when he knows he's got to pay more taxes?
It takes away the incentive of the entrepreneur to come up with ideas to start a business.
Yeah.
Apple, all these big tech companies, where would they be if you tax the rich, if you tax the entrepreneur at a high rate?
Yeah.
You would kill innovation. You would kill innovation.
The point of all this, this is important, the left and the right. See how we debate and putting out ideas? That's how the country moves forward.
But these jackasses.
Free speech on CNN. Open debate, yeah.
These jackasses on CNN, they want to do it away with all that. Just their ideas matter. Not all ideas matter.
Yeah.
Not diversity of thought from the left and the right. No, they just want to hear ideas from the left.
Yeah, think about this. Martin Luther King, he was a conservative. Imagine if he was silenced.
Yeah.
You know, and white supremacy was rampant in this country. They could have did that back then if they wanted to. Back in the 60s. They could have silenced him.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way they did.
White supremacists.
I mean, in a way they did him and Malcolm X. But their speech got out there and it was loud to everybody to hear it. Mm-hmm. And because of those ideas, because of debate, Jim Crow, all that stuff was thrown out.
Yeah.
Everybody's equal under the Constitution, no matter your skin color.
Yeah, they keep saying that free speech, they keep using the pretext that some free speech is dangerous. No, free speech is just a lie. That pretext is dangerous. Some people are dangerous. No, it's just a lie. Freedom of speech tells you who the bad guys are, who the good guys are.
Yeah.
That's calling people radicals and extremists. That's just a lie, so they want to limit speech from certain people because they want to achieve their agenda.
Yeah.
Free speech can never be dangerous. If you got a white man wearing a damn Grand Wizard KKK shouting, kill people of color and all this, that's a freedom of speech lets us know that's the bad guy.
Yeah.
If you take away free speech, you don't know who the good guys and who the bad guys are. You know why? Because they're not willing to sit down together at a table and debate and allow you to determine who's the good guys and the bad guys.
Yeah.
People on the left, they're just telling you. Everybody on the right is racist and they're the bad guys.
They're the good guys.
Yeah. That's why they want to do with freedom of speech. That's why they want to keep saying, oh, he's a private corporation. They can do what they want. Huh. You didn't tell that to that guy who was selling, didn't want to sell a wedding cake to two gay men or two gay women. No, it's not a private organization then, but when it comes to Facebook, YouTube, oh, it's just a private organization.
Oh, but tell that to the restaurants who couldn't open during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what?
Just
you know,
hypocrisy. Everything on the left is hypocrisy.
Yeah. I mean, everybody on the left, I'm pretty sure they failed philosophy. They have no logic at all.
They didn't.
I mean,
they took leftism. 101, they worked all the way up, though.
They didn't take philosophy. They took hypocrisy 101. And you know what's so disheartening, man?
What's disheartening?
When I go to the polls, because I've did my homework. I was once liberal. I'm now conservative. The only reason why I was liberal is because I was naive and I didn't do my homework.
Well,
now I understand the difference, right?
They told us the right was racist.
Yeah, they told us right, and I fell for it.
Yeah.
Stupid me. But I did my homework. I know the difference between liberalism and conservatism. I know the exact difference. It has nothing to do with skin color, has nothing to do with race, has nothing to do with gender. It's just two different ideologies.
Yeah.
One side is not racist, the other side is not good. No, it's just BS. What bothers me the most is I know that. I'm running a business. I know what it takes to run a business. I know how to do my own taxes. I know how to
achieve the American dream.
By working hard and making great decisions.
Yeah.
So I go to the poll because I believe in the Second Amendment, the First Amendment.
The Constitution.
I believe in the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
But then you got some jackass on the left that votes for Joe Biden because he thinks Trump is a racist.
Yeah. And his or her vote counts just like mine.
Their vote carries the same amount of weight.
That's the only depressing thing about the pure democracy. It sucks because I've did my work, my homework. I know what's going on. I know what's going down.
Yeah.
But you have somebody that votes and say, "Oh, he's a racist. That's why I voted for Biden. Oh, he's going to going to tax the rich, make sure they pay that fair share."
Oh, I heard this woman. Oh, some white man ain't going to tell me what I can and can't do with my body. Stuff like that.
Yeah. Just stupid stuff. If you just listen and just stop and listen and just start thinking for yourself, no matter how low your damn IQ is. If you're liberal, if you sat down and debated conservative, no liberal can beat a conservative when it comes to debating about policies.
Well, it's not. I don't think they're liberal anymore, Kevin. They're leftists.
Yeah. Well, these liberals, they're pretty stupid, too.
I think that today's Republican is liberal.
Yeah.
The left is leftist. That's not even liberal anymore.
I mean, look at these debates, these past debates.
I ain't looking at all that.
I mean, just look at the debates. The debates, the questions they ask, it doesn't even matter. It's
you talking
not
about
important.
Kennedy and Reagan and all
that?
Yeah,
if you go back to old debates, you see
it's on YouTube.
It was about what's important to America. Now, the left, they avoid all those tough questions about the Second Amendment, about freedom of speech. They avoid all those questions.
Yeah.
They talking about this man's tax returns.
Yeah, and they asking the guy, "Hey, can you denounce white supremacy?" Why you don't ask the other candidate that question? You know why? Because they're trying to paint this guy that he's actually a white supremacist.
Yeah.
Even though Joe Biden, he's the only one with ties with a KKK member, that guy that was Democrat.
Bird, he talked at his eulogy.
Yeah, he didn't talk at his eulogy. Well, he gave a eulogy at his funeral.
Yeah, I mean, he gave a eulogy at his funeral, right?
He talked a eulogy.
He had strong ties. I mean, that guy.
Senator Byrd?
Yeah, he was a.
He used to be in the KKK. He was actually a recruiter for the KKK.
But he denounced the
He denounced racism. He denounced that then, but it still doesn't change the fact that the dude was in the KKK. Not only that, he was a recruiter for the KKK, right? Doesn't change all that.
Trump has no ties to the KKK. You can't find anything.
And y'all still think he a white supremacist.
Yeah. This debate between Trump and Biden, they didn't address any of the issues that's going on in big tech about freedom of speech.
Yeah.
That's what's really important to this country.
Yeah, so.
And I'm telling you right now, these damn debates, they're rigged.
Yeah.
The lean hard left, they don't bring up free speech, Second Amendment, none of that. Because they don't want to look like jackasses on TV.
Yeah, so my question is this. So what is our Republican senators and House representatives, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not expecting what the Democrats do on the left. They have a hearing on reparations every 4 years to rile up the black people to get them to come out and vote. Like, you're going to get reparations one day. Nah, we different here on the right. What are y'all going to do about this?
Yeah. I'm starting to think the whole system is rigged, because if you can go in a live debate and you're more worried about the president's tax returns and asking him a question if he's a white supremacist, then you really don't really care about the true issues in this country, because we all know white supremacy is not a problem in this country. Yeah. It's nowhere near a problem in this country. Yeah. The problem we have in this country right now is freedom of speech, and y'all failed to even bring that up in that last debate. You got companies like Paula being thrown away just because they're conservative. You got people like us on Facebook being censored. We used to get 8 to 10 million views a video. Now we're lucky to get 500,000.
I mean, I'm still happy with the 500,000 Facebook. That's cool.
Where is it going to stop? 25,000? 3,000? Oh, man, I got 500 views today.
I just don't want to go to zero.
Yeah. But then you got people on CNN saying this nonsense, this pretext to say that free speech, that people on the right is radical. It's just a lie to take away our rights.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Damn.
Good show.
Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.